They are making a difference on 938 Live.
Generation X Club was established in Singapore in 2002 by six individuals who believe that sharing life is better than living life alone. Living life is better than staying alive, and investing in life is better than owning life. To pursue this vision, they ventured far into South America and started their work in Peru. The club's objectives is to work to impact communities and beyond by developing the altruistic and entrepreneurial potential of youths through education and developing life skills. Youths gather at least once a week to attend classes, training, seminars and workshops, or just simply to gather and play. Julian Lee is the principal consultant, and he shares with us how they hope to make a difference.
We found we couldn't really do a lot, and also I think the attraction, the sense of adventure, we really wanted to get out of Singapore, to try something different. We tried ASEAN at the time. We discovered there were already a lot, you know, of organizations there. And, you know, ASEAN is very nearby. So, okay, why not try something else? And through some friends we happened to meet in the university who were foreigners, we chanced upon Peru because they were Peruvians. And so we went to Peru. We looked at the place. We liked it. And I guess we just decided we wanted to do something there. Actually, it was a group of five of us. It wasn't just me. So we actually went there with no plans. We weren't very, very sure what we wanted to do, to be really honest. I mean, it was very much like, okay, it seems like a great place, you know, let's try something. Since we have a club already in Singapore, so we thought, okay, why don't we set up a branch in Peru, you know, and continue to do some education projects, because we saw there was a need. And to be honest, we really didn't have a very clear project that we wanted to do. So it's a lot of discovering along the way, understanding the culture, the language. And as we stayed there, five of us, we were there for about 6 years. So in the beginning of the years, we got to know the culture, the language, and we started off some English language education programs. So we did that during our free time. Of course, we had jobs. We were teachers over there. So during our free time, we did some of these free English classes to poor youths. We went to the shanty town. We offered these classes. And slowly, we began to discover education being a real need, and we could meet this need through certain projects that we could do. And that's where we came up and developed our own projects, which we call Alive, Kids Alive, and Youth Alive.
Can you share with us some examples of the projects that you've initiated?
There's one project called Youth Alive, which we have a youth club. You know, these youths, they come from different parts of the capital, and they are not well off. So one particular girl who joined us, her name is Laura, she joined us, couldn't really speak English. Was only in high school, not university yet, not very clear in the direction in life. So she was with us thick and thin throughout the whole program. Now today she's ended up as one of the leaders of the program, because as part of our NGO we want to give away our program. So when we leave, we localize the entire operations.
Okay.
So she leads the youth there. Mm-hmm. You know, she leads the project there. Well, she speaks English, and because of being with us so much, she speaks Singlish as well, with the la and the laws, yeah. So she's a very good friend. I mean, recently I was back there in South America, and we met up, we talked, and really, she's a success, I would say. Mm-hmm. She's finished university, she's a teacher now.
What exactly did you teach when you were there?
English, math, but those were just some, I would say, some lessons, knowledge-based lessons that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of other things that we do will be value education. We try to impart values. We try to spend time with these youths. We run programs like Youth Achievement Award. Many of the things we do, these youths, not just teaching English, but spending time, sharing lives, teaching them, transferring to them soft skills. So it's not just English and math. That's just one aspect.
Trying to navigate around a very foreign environment and culture must be one of the more challenging obstacles that you may have faced when you were living and working there. How did you overcome it?
I think very much, like you mentioned, culture and language are the major obstacles that we faced. I guess we managed this with the help of a lot of the locals. We didn't want to come across as we knew everything. So we came very much across as we want to learn, we want to understand. So we didn't like go forward immediately for a project and say that, okay, we got something to offer to you, you know, we got something that we can give to you. Rather, we wanted to see what they could give to us, what we could learn, what we could understand. We picked up the language. So yeah, it took us about 2 years. To be honest, it was a big struggle. It wasn't smooth sailing. It was a big struggle, the registration of the NGO, from registration to personal rights and personal space. Okay, there are lots of struggles. We had a lot of struggles, but we had 2 years. We gave ourselves 2 years to actually overcome them.
And now, you must be so proud of the outcomes. Tell me, what are some of your biggest rewards?
The rewards came when we actually befriended the people. I think the joys of being able to relate to them, having them as friends, that even today when I'm back here, we still keep in contact. I think that is something very special, something that at least I cherish a lot, because, you know, you don't find such friendships very easily. And we found many friends through these people. That meant a lot to us. Of course, others were like, some of these friends were actually people who joined us in the beginning and they needed help. And now they're actually okay, they're successful, they've finished university, and they're doing very well in their lives, and we're very happy for them, and we are friends.
And that was Julian Lee, Principal Consultant with Generation X Club. This has been They Are Making a Difference on 938 Live. I'm Janice Teo.
They Are Making a Difference on 938 Live.